I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news about messianic salvation through Messiah Jesus, because this message and this message alone unleashes the power of God to bring salvation to everyone who believes this message, first to the Jewish people and then to everybody else. Shalom, this is Rabbi Loren coming to you live via Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael with Jesus Made Me Kosher. And today I have a very special guest, and that is David Brickner, who is the executive director of Jews for Jesus. That's right, Jews for Jesus, which is the largest and best known messianic Jewish ministry in the world today. David also happens to be my dear brother-in-law and friend. So, David, shalom and welcome to Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Well, thank you, Rabbi Loren. It's great to be here. And I was in one of the earliest shows that you had when they first got going, and it's great to be back.
And it's great to have you back. Thank you for being our guest again today. Dave, let's start off with your story. How did Jesus make you kosher?
When I was a student at Boston University in 1976, I was walking down through the middle of my campus and thinking about spiritual matters, and I looked up, and about 50 feet away from me were two people with Jews for Jesus jean jackets on, handing out pamphlets in front of the student union. And the thought process that was going on in my mind, the Spirit of God speaking to me, it was one of those divine appointments, and I realized that their being there right at that moment was God reaching out to me. And I met them. They invited me to a Bible study where I met a whole other group of young college-age Jewish people who believed in Jesus. And I remember walking into that room, and they were all sitting cross-legged on the floor with open Bibles. And I just sensed the presence of God and the love of those people. You know, the prophet Jeremiah says, I've loved you with an everlasting love, yea, with loving kindness have I drawn you. And it was really at that moment, and through the love of God, as I witnessed it in those people, that I gave my heart to Jesus. And then I went home and called my parents. And, you know, that's usually a frightening thing to do in Jewish messianic circles, to call your parents and say, Mom, Dad, I've become a believer in Jesus. And when I did that, my parents' response was, Hallelujah, it's about time. Because I come from what is actually the oldest lineage of Messianic Jews that we know of today. My great-great-grandfather was one of the chief Hasidic rabbis in the Ukraine back in the 1800s, and his wife and all of his children eventually became followers of Yeshua. So if you think Jews for Jesus raises eyebrows today, you can imagine what that was like back in the 19th century. But I have a heritage that, as the psalmist says in Psalm 16, is indeed beautiful to me. I was raised in a messianic home, taught about the scriptures, taught about the Messiah. But we have a saying in Jews for Jesus that being born into a Christian home doesn't make you a Christian any more than being born in a bakery makes you a bagel. And that certainly was true in my case. And so, though I knew the truth, I wandered far, far away until that divine appointment right in front of the student union at Boston University, where God grabbed me and took me to himself. And I've been following him ever since. Praise the Lord.
Amen. What a great story. And I love the fact that you are, you know, generations of messianic Jewish believers, because some people think that Jews for Jesus only started, you know, in the 1970s. But there have been messianic Jewish believers throughout the centuries, and particularly in your family going on more than 120, 130 years now.
Well, you know, at our headquarters, Jews for Jesus headquarters in San Francisco, we have a little plaque on the cornerstone. It says, Jews for Jesus, established 32 A.D., give or take a year. So starting back with Peter, James, and John, we Messianic Jews have a heritage that goes back to the beginning. But, of course, the movement of Messianic Jews and Messianic congregations is much more of a modern phenomenon, and I think it's a direct demonstration of the work of the Holy Spirit in these last days.
How so? What do you think God's Spirit is doing among the Jewish people?
He's bringing us back to himself. You know, Paul wrote in Romans 11 that there is to this day a remnant according to God's gracious choice. And in Paul's day, that remnant was visible and available and vulnerable. But over the years, through the Dark Ages and into the modern era, the presence of Messianic Jews in the Jewish community and in the church has been greatly diminished. But I think very much in keeping with the reestablishment of the State of Israel, the recapture especially of Jerusalem and fulfillment of the hope of our Messiah himself when he spoke about that day, we are seeing the times of the Gentiles coming to an end, and that God is turning his heart and his attention to Jacob, and Jacob's troubles right around the corner. I really believe that. And in preparation for that time, God is raising up this remnant of Jews and others who recognize the significance of the Messianic backgrounds, the Jewish backgrounds to the gospel, and are making the statement of the gospel once again with a Jewish accent all over the world.
Dave, I see some, you know, I see that in a very similar way, that God is restoring the Jewish people physically back to our ancient homeland. And there's prophecy after prophecy that God would scatter us among the nations where life would be very difficult. But in the Acharit Hayamim, the last days, he would begin to regather the Jewish people to our ancient homeland and then pour out his spirit on us and reveal that Jesus is the Messiah. So he would begin restoring us physically back to the land and then spiritually back to himself. So I sense that is exactly what is going on as well. Well, tell us a little bit about your wonderful ministry, Jews for Jesus.
Well, it's exciting to be a part of this ministry, this worldwide outreach, which began in San Francisco, really in the midst of the Jesus Revolution. God was bringing young Jewish people to faith in Jesus, and they wanted a way to communicate this wonderful truth that they had discovered about Jesus back to their own family and friends and to the Jewish community in general. And so God used a man by the name of Moshe Rosen, who was a veteran missionary to the Jews, to kind of gather these young people together and to mobilize them to be an effective evangelistic force. And so from those early days with those blue jeans and long hair and beards, we've grown to be, as you said in the intro, the largest messianic ministry in the world today. We are in 25 cities around the world, 14 different countries. And our evangelists, we exist to make the messiahship of Jesus an unavoidable issue to our Jewish people worldwide. So whether it be through street witnessing on college campuses, direct evangelism, personal Bible study, media, social media, as many different ways as we can creatively explain to our Jewish people that the Messiah has come and his name is Yeshua, we're doing it, and it's exciting to be a part of.
Dave, I have to commend you and the Ministry of Jews for Jesus for being passionate about Jewish evangelism and creative regarding Jewish evangelism using these various mediums, and also your boldness in Jewish evangelism. Jews for Jesus is just to be commended for the passion, the boldness, the creativity, and God has used this passion, this boldness, to this creativity to really bring Messianic Judaism, Jews who believe in Jesus, Messianic synagogues like Congregation Shema Israel, really to the awareness of the Jewish community worldwide and the Christian world as well.
Well, you know, when you preach the gospel loud enough for Jews to hear, a whole lot of other folk listen in. And so we have been blessed to be able to be used to be an example of, you know, that kind of apostolic boldness for our brothers and sisters in Christ, to be evidence that it's possible, not only possible to do Jewish evangelism, but it's a fruitful endeavor, and that Jewish people are hungry and they are thirsty and they are looking for the means to come to know the living God. They can't find it within the Jewish religion. They need Jesus. And so Christians are getting more bold about it, And they're coming and standing alongside us. In just a few months, we're going to be out on the streets of Haifa in Israel, and we're going to have Jews and Gentiles standing shoulder to shoulder. The leadership of the campaign is an Israeli Jew and an Israeli Arab. And I mean, what a beautiful picture of the reconciliation that comes about through the gospel. Jews and Arabs saying to one another, I love you in Jesus' name, and we're standing together to make the Messiah known in that very eclectic and dynamic city, Haifa, where there are 20% Arabs, 30% Russian-speaking immigrants, and the rest being Israeli Jews. It's going to be an amazing time. So pray for us as we continue to find bold new ways to get the gospel out in Israel and other parts of the world.
David, you're going to be here all week. You're going to be the keynote speaker at a special lunch we are having for pastors tomorrow at the Regency Manor in Southfield on 12 Mile Road. You're going to be talking about what is on your heart to this group of pastors. I will be talking about what is on my mind. Then we're going to have a nice lunch. We're going to show your new film, Awakenings, which maybe we can talk about in just a minute, and then have time for interaction with those present. So it should be really great. And we have room for a few more people. So if you're part of the WLQV listening audience right now and you're interested in Jewish ministry, even if you're not a pastor, you can call and make a reservation for tomorrow, starting at 11:30 in the morning. Call 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. And join us for lunch tomorrow. Lunch is absolutely free. However, there will be an opportunity to make a donation to help the work of Jews for Jesus. And when you call 248-593-5150, you must talk to Jennifer directly. Do not leave a message on voicemail. We will not be able to respond to messages left on voicemail. And then, Dave, you're going to be available on Friday evening as the keynote speaker for the banquet for Shalom Ministry. Shalom Ministry is led by our friends, Pastor John and Donna Denson, a wonderful ministry led by African Americans that has a real passion for Jewish evangelism and connecting the African American church and the Messianic Jewish community and bringing this message of the, you know, the richness of the Jewish roots of the Christian faith, especially to the African American community. So you're going to be the keynote speaker for the Shalom Ministry Banquet, and that's this Friday at the San Marino Club in Troy. Admission is $25 per person, but you need to make reservations by tomorrow. So call this number for the Shalom Ministry Banquet, 248-312-8277. That's 248-312-8277. And then, David, you're going to be our guest again at the main worship service of Congregation Shema Yisrael this coming Saturday at 10:30 at the facilities of Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. And, of course, that one is free, and everybody is welcome.
You're making me work for my meals.
I am, and nothing wrong with a little hard work.
I'm grateful for every opportunity I'm going to have here in the Detroit area to meet our friends and to share what God is doing. It's really exciting to be involved in Jewish ministry at this time.
Well, let's talk about Jewish ministry at this time. Where are you getting the most satisfaction from the ministry of Jews for Jesus?
Well, I would say right now, of all the places that we're serving and sharing the gospel, the greatest openness is in Israel. And the greatest opposition to the gospel is likewise in Israel. Isn't that usually the way it works? The enemy knows what's going on. The enemy is not ignorant of God's purposes, and so the enemy is working overtime to prevent us from doing what we know we must do to obey God. And so I'm most excited about what's happening there. We just opened up our second branch in the second, that's in Haifa. And we are very excited about the openness of especially young Israelis to the gospel. We have a sense in which, when Israeli young people, and all of them serve in the army, 3 years for boys, 2 years for girls. When they get out of the army, they are really getting out of a pressure cooker, and they want to get out of Israel. And many of them travel to places like India or South America. They backpack around in groups, and they're interested in experiencing the world, learning about new things. And for the past 5 years, Jews for Jesus has launched a program called Masa, which means journey in Hebrew, where we send Jewish believers in Jesus, having trained them in Israel, we send them on the journey alongside these Israeli backpackers. And we have had the opportunity to share the gospel, to give out Hebrew New Testaments, and to really connect with these young people and see many of them so open to the gospel. And then through Facebook, we maintain contact with them. We have Bible studies back in Israel now of Israeli soldiers and young people. And all of this seems to be coming about right at the time when we have almost ready to open the brand new Moish Rosen Center for Ministry in the heart of Florentine, which is a very hipster area in Tel Aviv, the largest Jewish city in the world. And so we're very excited that all these streams of ministry are coming together in Israel, young people being open to the gospel, and reconciliation between Arab and Jew being possible and seeing evidence of it in our own ministry. It's an amazing thing what God is doing in Israel right now.
That's really tremendous. Tell us a little bit about this new film, Awakening. Is it Awakening or Awakenings?
Awakening. And what we really have wanted to communicate in this film, and by the way, this is just out, so tomorrow at the pastor's luncheon, it's going to be, in a sense, the premiere. The world premiere is happening in New York next week, and it's narrated by Stephen Baldwin, and Stephen is going to be at the world premiere, not at the pastor's luncheon, sorry to say, but I'll be there. The reason why we put this film together is because we wanted Christians to understand what God is doing in awakening in the hearts of young people a passion for direct evangelism. You know, we're living in a time where there's a lot of people who have given up on direct evangelism, thinking that it's not worth the time and that instead the church should be more involved in issues of mercy ministry and social justice. And these are the buzzwords among a lot of groups these days. And evangelism seems to be almost passé. Well, that's not really the case. And so what happens with this film is we take you out onto the streets of New York. We show you a whole new generation that God is raising up of young Jewish believers in Jesus who are passionate for the gospel, passionate to make his name known, getting out and engaging with New Yorkers. And so it's a very encouraging film because it demonstrates that evangelism, direct evangelism, street evangelism is still alive and well, and in fact is doing the work that God called us to do in Acts 1:8 when he said, "You will be my witnesses." That's being awakened fresh and anew in a new generation. It's very encouraging.
I'm looking forward to seeing Awakening tomorrow at the pastor's lunch. Will this film be available for sale? And if someone was interested, a church, how would they get a hold of it and how much would it cost?
Yeah, those are all good questions that I can't answer because I came out here on the plane having just got my hands on the first copy that came to us from the factory. So it's going to be coming out, I believe, and made available probably through the Jews for Jesus newsletter, probably in April, but we may have it up on our website before then. You know, so it's kind of it's you're getting it before it's actually out and available by my being here this week. And like I said, the real world premiere is happening in New York next week, and then the film will be available shortly after that. It's being entered into a bunch of film festivals around the world, and it's really well done. It's an amazing film and very fast-paced and encouraging. So I think that people will be able to buy it relatively inexpensively, probably something like $10. It's a half-hour documentary. And but we'll get that information up on our website, jewsforjesus.org, and just keep your eyes open for it, and you'll see it eventually in the next few weeks.
A lot of Christians believe, David, that they should bless the Jewish people. I will bless those that bless you, Genesis 12. but they are giving to organizations that are not really blessing the Jewish people in the best possible way. Our greatest need is for salvation. The Jewish community, like the rest of humanity, is far from God, alienated from the Creator, headed towards hell, not heaven, headed towards death, not life. Our greatest need is to hear the good news about the Jewish Messiah who loves us, who is there for us, who's here for us. But sadly, Christians are giving tens of millions of dollars to Eckstein, Rabbi Eckstein, who's an Orthodox Jew, who's hostile to the gospel, to John Hagee, who is a Christian, but he's directing all the money given to him to political action committees, not to meeting our most desperate need. What would you say to Christians who are supporting groups like International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and Christians United for Israel, but not giving to Jewish evangelism, Jewish evangelistic ministries? What would you say?
I would say they're not being good stewards of the resources that God has entrusted with them to. And, you know, there is a place for mercy ministry. Jesus himself said that we're blessed if we give a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. But a lot of this money that's being given, even for, you know, clothing for needy people, is not being given in Jesus' name. And so I know there are a lot of Christians that are well-intended, and even in the Old Testament, offerings were given and burnt up on the fire of the altar. And maybe, in a sense, God sees their heart and recognizes their sincerity to do good, and so it's kind of like the smoke going up before God. It's an incense, but it's not doing much good on the earth. And so I would just say that if you want to give a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty, give it to him in Jesus' name. And the greatest gift that God has for the Jewish people today, undoubtedly, is Jesus the Messiah. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. And when Jesus spoke those words, the only ones who were hearing at the time were Jews. So if it's not for them, it's not for anybody else. He is either the Messiah of Israel or he cannot be the Savior of the world. And how can we, who know that Messiah, withhold that good news from the people that it was first given to?
David, how can Christians redirect their, blessing money? I will bless, the Jewish people to a ministry like Jews for Jesus. How can we support you in your efforts?
Well, we certainly appreciate the support that God's people want to give to Jews for Jesus, and you can either write a check to Jews for Jesus and send it in to our address, and our headquarters is 60 Haight Street, H-A-I-G-H-T, Haight Street, San Francisco, 94102, or you could even go on to the website, and you can make an electronic donation or donation by credit card if that's your choice. And or you can call 1-800-MESSIAH, and we'll be glad to hear from you, and you can give a donation over the telephone. So we certainly have a lot of different projects, and we have a lot of different missionaries who are looking for raising support for their boots-on-the-ground ministry in these 25 cities around the world where there are large concentrations of Jewish people. Whatever God is laying on your heart to do to support this ministry, we welcome your prayers, we welcome your support. And if you'd like to volunteer with us on one of our campaigns, you can even do that and sign up on our website as well, www.jewsforjesus.org.
So, my friends, please, I am asking you, be wise in your stewardship, your management of your resources. You want to bless the Jewish people. Don't waste your money on, Rabbi Eckstein, who is hostile to the gospel, who does not do anything in Jesus' name. And his organization's pulling in like $100 million a year from naive Christians. Instead, you're much better off, the world is much better off, the Jewish people are much better off by supporting a wonderful ministry like Jews for Jesus. And again, if you want to be involved in our lunch tomorrow, call the office, 248-593-5150, 248-593-5150. Do not leave a voicemail. You must talk to Jennifer directly. This is Rabbi Lauren. David, thank you so much for being my guest on Jesus Made Me Kosher, and I hope that you will be our guest again tomorrow. And to everyone, shalom, shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can join us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.